Hello guys, this is Matt Chum, and I felt like making my website a little unique by creating a short podcast about just my website in general. Okay. Start out with the welcome tab. Basically, under the welcome tab is about the author and the preface to my site. And on here, you'll find just a general rundown of what I did the site. Let's go over the About the Author tab. So as I explained about the author, I come from Naperville. Went to high school, Naperville Central High School. I have two siblings, a sister and a brother. My sister went to Northwestern, my brother went to Purdue. They're both older than me. Some of my hobbies include snowboarding, weightlifting, and poker. I've been into snowboarding since my freshman year of high school, so a good 4 years now. Weightlifting, I started junior year. It's been like on and off, but it's been fun. And poker, it's just like a casual game I like to play with friends on my free time. My parents are both first generation, meaning they were both born in China and they moved here. And they just are the ones that inspired me to work hard to get to a similar position that they are in. Again, I feel that all opinions and criticisms are valuable, so feel free to post anything that you have or you feel about my site. And with that, we move on to the preface. Basically, under preface, I go over what I really learned from this from Write 105, which is quite a bit, and I felt that just this podcast alone will be able to explain it. So please, please, please read it. It's very feel that it's a good reflection or a good representation of my growth during the semester. Under the blog pages, you find kind of the insight of my research paper, I guess, as I was still gathering ideas at the time of what to write about. So on the first blog, I directed it towards a good friend of mine named Larry. He's a cousin of mine. He's a bit younger. He's in high school, I believe, right now, freshman year. So he's having a good time. Basically, it's just I was between picking on police brutality, racial profiling, internet privacy, and our topic was to pick a intersecting topic, or our assignment was to pick an intersecting topic, and I obviously chose internet privacy and social media, and it gets more developed as during the next blog, but feel free to read this if you want to know what was going through my mind as before I picked social networking and privacy. Second blog, it mentions a paper I read named called An Interview with Philip Girard, and I felt really inspired by his words that you can't just write about something that you already know about. A research paper is all about going out there, going into the unknown, and discovering for yourself what the truth is, and part of that is the experience of writing a research paper. And at this point, I think I already picked the topic. Yeah, I picked the topic about social media and privacy, which is really when it's getting refined. Next tab, we will have the analysis paper. This is pre-revision, so it's gonna be pretty poorly written before Mrs. Hayes made like really well comments on things I could fix about this. And I made some word cloud about the most used words in my paper, which is pretty interesting, I always feel. The next one is the annotated bibliography, and this is the same topic as my research paper, so a lot of the citations are going to be similar, and it's basically just a summary of all the sources I will use in my research paper. And again, it's pre-revision, so it's going to have a lot of error. It's going to have errors. Last one is my research paper, and I felt this one was the most difficult and most more work heavy of the papers. And I also created a network cloud, which is interesting because social media was my topic, and social media appeared the most in it. Okay, and then move on to revisions. I'm not gonna go over all the revisions, but I felt that it was necessary to revise all my first drafts to really log my growth, to really just document my growth, really. So I chose the first critical response I ever wrote and the first major paper I ever wrote to revise, and I felt that I really want to create a full circle of experience of my experience with Rhett. And then I chose a really interesting critical response we had, which was a movie review, which I was completely foreign to. Didn't really know how to write a movie review, and through the guidance of Mrs. Hayes and just exploring the topic on my own, I guess I created a adequate movie review, and also revised the research paper, which I felt was also the heaviest of workload, so I really wanted to improve that more to refine my skills as a writer. On the reflections, you'll find my reflections for the four assignments that I chose, and I'm not gonna really go over that, but feel free to take a look at anything you find interesting. For my metaphor of writing, I felt that lifting, which was, or weightlifting at least, was really into or really connected with the way I wrote, and I felt that I can use it as a metaphor to how I write. Again, I've been weightlifting for about 2 years now, and I basically know all the basics and details behind how to improve your numbers, which is a big idea in weightlifting, which is just increasing in weight, and it's all about personal achievement and less about competition, unless you're competing with professionals. I felt that a lot of the form and I guess technique behind weightlifting really connected with writing, because it's more rigid and defined on what you should do for certain writings, and then it's really important that you follow some of the technique, which is like punctuation, grammar, and sentence structure. And I also felt that the dedication and hard work and perseverance really connected with writing, because you have to keep at it and just stick with it to improve yourself, which is very similar to weightlifting. And with that, that's a quick rundown podcast, I guess, of my website. Please feel free to add comments again, because I really appreciate criticism and I would love to improve more as a writer. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.